Hey, good morning, family. So out on that walk again this morning, and just doing that thing. I love to do this walk, but I wanted to talk about an idea that somebody asked me, what's the difference between soul and spirit, okay? And I want to talk about this idea, get a little bit technical with it, but for a reason, okay, that I want to do that. And I really do my best to break these ideas down to where they are not only logical, but they become part of your intuitive ideas as well, because you have to be able to really connect to these ideas at a deeper level than your logical, rational mind. Okay? Now, understand that because of our Christian training, we've been taught in ways that make us doubt our own mind and our own thought processes, okay? And if we don't understand something, it's not anything wrong with the teacher, it's something wrong with you. You know, that's the way that we've been trained to think about a lot of these ideas in ourselves. So understanding soul and spirit, one, I'm going to give you some little bit extra to think about here. And two, the reason being is to help you rewire your thought processes here, okay? And not just give you something and then you just left stuck with no other way to ascertain whether the knowledge is true or real or whatever, however you want to term that, okay? Now, so first of all, understand that the idea, the Christian idea of soul and spirit was watered down in a way that makes it absolutely positively useless for the scientist in us. And this is the other aspect I want you to be able to do, is to connect to these ideas in a scientific way, meaning that you can learn through observation and experimentation, and then you can reformulate ideas, reformulate a hypothesis, and try something different, and then be able to analyze it, okay? So when we talk about soul and spirit, the ancient Africans actually said that, or taught that our body was, or who we are is composed of basically 9 different parts, okay? And we don't have to get into all of those. I want to talk about here our metaphysical aspect, as we call soul and spirit. But because those ideas were, for a lot of people, so confusing, Christianity watered it down and made it that it is only 2 parts, okay? Soul and spirit. And on top of that, they've used those words interchangeably, which makes it even more confusing. But from a comedic perspective, an African spirituality perspective, these ideas had distinct characteristics and they had distinct functions. And that's where we have to go to really understand why these are important, these ideas are important. So from the comedic perspective, the idea of a soul has 3 parts. And I'm just talking about the metaphysical aspect here right now. But that's connected to us. It has 3 parts. So you have what we call the spirit, okay? They call that the ba, okay? What we call the soul, they call that the ka, all right? And then there's one other aspect that is talked about in esoterically, biblically, that we've never even considered, okay? For the most part, that we've been, if we've been trained through Christianity. But we've heard it in the teachings and even in our New Age teachings, and that's the ability to be a light being, okay? So that third aspect that we are is light, okay? They call that the Ak. So we have the Ba, the Ka, and the Ak. So those are 3 aspects of us as soul or energetic beings, all right, that are a part of us as a soul. So when we talk about spirit, or the ba in this case, it is conceptually the same thing or the same idea that we speak of as energy today. Okay, so just updating these terms or updating this term for you so it makes sense, so that it's just not just hanging out there as some kind of like airy-fairy idea, okay? But the idea that everything in the universe at its foundation is energy. The ancients would say that everything in the beginning was ba, in the end is ba, okay? From start to finish, everything is ba, or everything is made from ba. It is the building block of anything in the universe, whether it be material or spiritual, whether it be material or metaphysical. So everything is made out of energy, spirit, or ba, all the same thing, okay? So that's the first component to understand. So we have to differentiate what spirit is. Spirit is essentially just the building block of everything that is in the universe. It is the foundation of everything in the universe, okay? The soul is an individualized aspect of spirit that has the ability to create, okay? So it is the ka, or the power to create in the universe, okay? The ancients symbolized this, so in the Kemetic terms, they symbolized this idea through two levels, okay? So one level was...
Hey family, would you like to expand your consciousness? Become more wise and knowledgeable on a deeper level? Gain the ability to decode your dreams? Then you should check out my course, The Kemetic Secret Esoteric Keys to Unlock the Bible. Learning to unlock the esoteric keys goes much deeper than the Bible. Carl Jung would say the symbolic language connects humanity on the universal level of archetypes. In this course, I use a basic teaching method called transfer of learning. It means the use of previously acquired knowledge and skills in new learning, whereby similarities and analogies between previous and actual learning content may be connected for quicker learning. We're all very familiar with the Bible person as Jesus Christ. To help you grasp how ancient symbolic language was developed and used, I take the personage of Jesus and connect it back to its ancient Kemetic source. Because you're familiar with the Bible, you'll quickly grasp the ancient symbolic connections. The lessons will reach you on a rational level, emotional level, and intuitive level, which makes you learn quicker and help it stick with you for a lifetime and be able to use it in your everyday life. The ancients were genius at helping us to learn about ourselves and the power we have to impact our lives through our minds. In my course, The Kemetic Secret Esoteric Keys to Unlock the Bible, I break this knowledge down in a simple-to-understand way that'll help you unlearn Christian indoctrination and then learn the power of your own mind and creative ability. Get more information at www.theesotericchrist.com. That's theesotericchrist.com. Now back to the video.
Ptah, which is the universal level, okay? That Ptah is what's known as the Netter of Netters, okay? Or the father of all everything that has the ability to create, okay? If you look back in the mythology, you'll see him linked to building. You'll see him linked to fire, which is another aspect I won't get into right now, but... even in the Greek terminology, he's Hephaestus, you know, the builder, the one who makes things, okay? So mythologically, that is explaining and expressing the power of the ka to create, okay? So and Ptah is the essence of that ability of everything in the universe, okay? So you'll notice that Ptah has its hands free. If you look at, pictures, reliefs, and drawings of Ptah, he's bound up, has one leg, but his hands are free, okay? Which again, symbolically is saying that there is something that these hands have the ability to create something. They have the ability to fashion and form things, okay? And we can do that in our hand, with our hands, okay? Again, symbolically, okay, this is I'm talking in symbolic language here. So when you look at these symbols, they're expressing ideas, metaphysical ideas that cannot always be expressed with words, okay? If you look at Osiris and Ptah look the same, okay? So they actually have one leg. They're bound, but and with Osiris also, his hands are free, okay? But Osiris is specific to us on the earth plane, to anything on the earth plane, okay? It's specific to souls, and as a soul, you have the ability to create. You have the power to create, okay? If you look back in ancient times, you'll notice that Osiris, another name for Osiris, had a few names, but one of his names was Osiripus, okay? And those of us who have studied Christianity know that that's Serapis, okay? Which was the first Jesus, basically, okay? But Osiripus was two words that were actually put together, Osiris and Apis. And Apis represented the idea of a bull. And the bull represented the idea of power, okay? Because a bull is very powerful, but that power to create, all right? So I'm getting technical here, but I'm wanting to help you to differentiate between the Christian teachings and the teachings that we have that will help you to really unravel the Christian teachings and the Christian mindset. Okay, so Osiripus or Osiris again has the ability to create. This universal principle of humanity means that each and every one of us as a soul has the ability to create as well, okay? That's the underlying part that a lot of people don't grasp, is that we have the ability to literally create our world, all right? So understand that part of it, that as a soul, the individualized aspect of spirit that contains spirit, you have the ability to create, all right? So the last part is the idea that we are all beings of light. Light carries information, okay? So this aspect is also talked about in the Bible, but it's represented as a person. It's been personified, okay? How was it personified? It was personified as Jesus, okay? The light of the world, okay? Now, if you have to look at this and you have to go back to the etymology of the names to understand where the name Jesus came from and how it is connected to this idea of light. And etymologically, the origin of that name was Yehusa, I-U-S-A, okay? And Yehusa is where the name Yeshua originated, okay? It is also the name that the Greek name Yeuseus originated, or Yeisus originated, okay? Also the name Zeus, all right? So all of these are connected to this idea of the primordial light of the universe that is within all things, okay? So Those three aspects we have is spirit, which I also said it is energy. Everything is made of energy. Okay. Everything in the universe is energy. Okay. Then the individualized aspect of this energy becomes the container for what we call spirit, with the ka and the ability to create. So all is created from spirit or energy or the ba. Everything is created from it. And then, but everything that is individualized has to have a ka. Everything. Okay. And everything that everything that is a part of us, or our light is a part of everything that we are. It's just an aspect of us. And light again carries information. Okay, so you get enlightenment. All right, and if you'll pay attention to the symbolic language, then. The symbolic language will show these connections, okay? And I talk about this and get a little bit deeper with this in my course, The Esoteric Christ. And you can check out information about it at theesotericchrist.com. And that's Christ spelled with K-R-S-T, okay? So The Esoteric Christ. But I really get deep into these ideas and really teach you how to look at the language, the symbolic language, so that you can extract the intuitive information from it too. Because when you're able to look at these ideas symbolically, then you're able to look to have a broader way of looking at the ideas, and you're able to see the knowledge and information that rides on top of these ideas. There is a foundation of them, okay? A foundation of knowledge and information that becomes more intuitive for you. So the idea of soul, spirit, and light is us. That's what we are. And again, Christianity, they really dumbed it down to a point to where it is only the soul and spirit that is talked about. But yet in the Bible, okay, they actually recognize all three parts. They just don't tell us, or didn't tell us, what those three parts meant, okay? So, and they would show these three parts through the mythology, through the functions and the actions of the people in the mythology. This is how they would actually show these different parts. And once you understand how to look at it symbolically, it becomes like clear, is, you know, crystal clear, you know, what's being talked about. But what it will also do is unhook you from these limited religious ideas and give you the ability to rewire your mind and rewire your thinking, okay? And that to me is one of the biggest parts that must be done, is that you have to remove that old frame of reference and that old frame of belief in order to insert the new stuff, so that you can empower yourself and become a creator in your world. Okay. So I hope this was helpful. You can let me know in the comments if it was helpful. And I definitely appreciate that. But now I hope that you can have the ability to differentiate, okay, between spirit, soul, and ak, okay, and how it relates to us as humanity. All right, okay, family, y'all have an amazing day. This is Reginald Kuakaru, and I'll be signing out, and I'll continue on my walk. Okay, all right, family, have a good one.